Happy Monday, final day of July. Almost done. Almost into August. How you doing, Spencer on Sports? Back. And I'd say better than ever, but I don't want to make that big of a guarantee. How you doing, Spencer Wagon? Back after a couple days off. Everything in the studio is still standing. There's no burn marks where things may have started on fire when I was gone, so we're good. We're good. Kicking off local programming here on 1600 KGYM. You can also find us on the FM dial 102.3 and 106.3 in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City, respectively. Talking sports with you for an hour. That's what we got for you. 2 until 3 every Monday through Friday right here on all of our frequencies. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Had some time off Thursday and Friday. Big thank you to Todd Brommelkamp for adding an extra hour to his duties. Normally you hear him from 4 to 6 every Monday through Friday. He added the 2 to 3 hour on Thursday and Friday. I appreciate him helping out and standing in, keeping things rolling, keeping the train on the tracks, hopefully. I'm sure there were many guys remembered references to Immaculate Grid, the Cubs, and yeah, on this show. I'm just assuming. I don't know. I tried to disconnect as much as possible. I was up in home state of Wisconsin with some extended family, rented a cabin for a couple days, and I turned off my email notifications for work, just trying to disconnect as much as possible. You don't get to do that a lot in radio when you're trying to, like, you know, keep up with the news, keep up with sports. If you have responsibilities, right, you've probably been in that role in your job, right, where people still need to get in touch with you. Thankfully, not many people needed to get in touch with me. It's all the usual standard emails, no absolute, oh my gosh, you have to reply ASAP. So I'm very thankful for that. But we're back. Final day of July. Lots to get to. So let's jump right in here on a Monday afternoon. 319-366-1600 is the talk or text line. If you want to weigh in on anything going on in the sports world here today. I'm going to spend quite a bit of the show on baseball here this afternoon. The trade deadline a little over 24 hours away, 5 p.m. Central, 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow night. Still waiting on a flurry of moves, and I'm assuming we are going to see a flurry of moves here. Already saw a bunch since I signed off with you Wednesday afternoon and into Wednesday night. And throughout the weekend, we've had a flurry of Major League Baseball moves. We'll get into some of the key moves from the weekend, look at what might be coming next. Love to hear from you on the Talker text line, 319-366-1600. What move or moves do you want your team to make, if any, before tomorrow's trade deadline? You can weigh in on the Talker text line, and I'll share with some of your responses on the airwaves here before 3 o'clock. But we'll get those on the air with you. Take a look at what's going on, at least in the latest trade rumors. Saw some news about the starting pitching market from John Morosi from MLB Network about just how many teams are interested in starting pitching, and that is driving the price up for some of the key players, the key trade pieces out there, if you will. And we'll get to that here in just a little bit. Also do want to take a look at what's going on the diamond. Another interesting weekend on the diamond itself. Wild card standings are still rather interesting here. Still ways away from the end of the season, obviously, but the division races, especially in the National League and American League Central, are, well, rather interesting, as they have been since basically the start of the season here. And we'll get into that, take a look at the MLB schedule going forward. Also want to get to a little NFL today. Big news from the weekend. Jonathan Taylor reportedly making a trade request. And, well, Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, well, he's he's throwing gasoline onto the fire by making comments that I've seen a lot of people say this, and I will wholeheartedly agree. He really doesn't need to make them when it comes to Jonathan Taylor. We'll get to that coming up before 3 as well. 319-366-1600. No Isaac today. I called in at the last minute bringing Jaden into the fold. Jaden, good to see you. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Good, good. Were you taken by surprise by Isaac's request? Were you in the middle of something important is basically what I'm getting at.
So I pulled in this morning, and right as I was, like, unlocking the door, he said, hey, can you cover for me? And I'm like, you know what? I do love the sports channel, so yes.
There you go. Okay, well, we appreciate that you love being over here.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you work hard for a sister station, Z102.9, as well, so we appreciate you adding another item to your plate here.
Oh,
today.
Always.
So,
yeah.
There you go. You were here Thursday, Friday, correct? You were in the building, not here on KGYM, but in the building?
Yeah, I was in the building.
Okay, I was on vacation. Did anything interesting happen? I was gone for 2 days, so I'm like out of the loop. I see balloons in the break room. Was something going on back there that I was not aware of? Or
Destiny had her moment with the new Post Malone album.
Oh, okay.
We had
okay.
a big Post
yeah.
Malone party.
Okay.
So
I should have seen that one coming.
Oh, yeah. It was huge. She okay. bought so much stuff.
Okay.
So, yes.
Okay. All right. So that explains the balloons. There's a cake in the fridge. I didn't eat any of it because I don't know where... These people, like, I mean, you see stuff in the fridge, right? And you're
right.
like, well, I don't know if is that fair game? Is that somebody just bring in a whole cake for no reason?
But exactly. No. Yep. It's yeah. fair game.
Okay. All right. Well, I may have to partake. But thank you for sitting in. Jaden is here sitting in for Isaac here on this Monday afternoon. And if you want to give our studio line a call and chat about sports with me, you'll talk to her here. This afternoon. But let's jump in with the world of sports. Some interesting stuff as we get towards the trade deadline. The White Sox and the Cardinals, I think, as anticipated, are two teams that have made a flurry of moves here. Both teams at or near the bottom of their respective divisions going into the weekend and coming out of the weekend as well. The White Sox 43-64, 11 games out in a very mediocre American League Central, and then the St. Louis Cardinals, well, they are now a game back of Pittsburgh in dead last in the National League Central. The Cardinals at 47-60, 11 games out in the National League Central, and both teams making moves and more anticipated, at least expected is a word that I've seen tossed around when it comes to trades for both organizations. Still some question, and I know John Mozeliak, one of the stories I did see when I was on vacation late last week, was saying that they were not going to move Nolan Arenado. His name was on the trade block. There was some chatter back and forth from the different insiders in the Major League Baseball world about is Arenado going to be shipped to a team like Los Angeles with the Dodgers, and for them to make a big move and an upgrade there for L.A. But sure sounds like, at least as of right now, the Cardinals are staying pat with him. But St. Louis did indeed move a couple pitchers that were expected to be moved. Jordan Montgomery being sent to Texas over the weekend, and Jordan Hicks going to Toronto, reliever going to the Blue Jays. Over the weekend, a couple players that, if you read all the trade rumor information, those names were the ones that most commonly came up, right? And you say, okay, who could these teams part with, whether they're a free agent to be or someone that maybe hasn't worked out for this organization, but maybe, you know, a breath of fresh air kind of thing. You see that player moved at the deadline. But for a team like Texas and even a team like Toronto, Texas especially making some big splashes over the weekend. Jordan Montgomery not their biggest splash this weekend. That was Max Scherzer, which we'll talk about in just a bit. But that trade yesterday, the news announced that Jordan Montgomery was going from St. Louis to Texas. Montgomery, who's 30 years old with a 3.42 ERA, 21 starts for St. Louis this year with 108 strikeouts. Texas getting Chris Stratton, a reliever as well, in exchange for Thomas Segesi. Hopefully I'm not butchering prospect names, not fully up on the Cardinals prospect list myself, but Segesi and Tekoa Roby and John King, a couple pitchers heading to Texas. And for a Texas team that has been battling Houston all season long, currently a game up on the Astros in the American League West, 60-46 for Texas. They're going all in. And, you know, Texas has made a lot of big moves. They've shown they're willing to spend the money, bring in the guys necessary to make a push here. And that's certainly what they are trying to do here, not only with Jordan Montgomery, but also bringing in Max Scherzer, which is another deal that, you know, kind of brings up that old debate. Okay, Do you, as the team that's in first place, you got some valuable prospects in your organization. Do you stick with the guys that could eventually pan out, or do you push all the chips into the center of the table and say, yeah, we're in first, we're in this battle with Houston, they're our rivals, you know, they're defending World Series champs, they've been the king for a while, we finally got the season we wanted, despite, you know, our other one of our other offseason acquisitions in Jacob deGrom not being on the field, you know, having to deal with surgery. We're going all in. That's what you've seen Texas do here. And, you know, it kind of brings up that old question. Like I said, do you want to see your team go for it? Do you want to bank on the prospects and put trust in kind of that unknown and hope that, you know, in the future you can bring home a title or build a great team with the prospects in your system? And clearly with at least the trade you saw with Max Scherzer going from the Mets to the Texas Rangers, the Rangers certainly saying, yeah, we're willing to part with one of our top prospects to bring in the pitching now that can help us win now and maybe stave off the Astros here and make a postseason push. But one of the moves announced this weekend, that Jordan Montgomery trade involving these St. Louis Cardinals. As I mentioned before, too, before we get to Scherzer, we'll talk a little bit here about Jordan Hicks. Hicks going from St. Louis to Toronto, and a team that battling here for at least a wild card spot. They're 5.5 out in the division, which Baltimore, you know, we've talked about them, and I've championed at least in part the O's hype train here on the station. But Baltimore at 64-41, the Rays have hit kind of a rough patch here, but Toronto, you know, certainly has the talent to push here for a postseason berth, currently sitting in the number two wild card spot. And with a player like Jordan Romano, their closer, going on the 15-day injured list with lower back inflammation, bringing in a guy like Jordan Hicks, who, yeah, had his struggles to begin the season here, certainly could help them and is expected to help them in the long run here. The Cardinals getting Adam Klopfenstein and Sem Robbers in return in exchange for Jordan Hicks from the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays designating Mitch White for assignment. Hicks, a 3.67 ERA. And 8 saves here in 2023. So Cardinals making a couple moves there in the pitching rotation as they move on from both Hicks and Montgomery. Well, you see teams in the American League benefiting from some of the weaker teams in the National League. And Toronto right now, like I said, in the second wild card spot. Them and Houston both at 59-47. Tampa Bay, 64-44, a 64-win team. The season ended today. It's how good the American League East in general has been, but I guess the American League as a whole. Tampa Bay, 20 games above 500, 64 wins would be the top wildcard team. I know they've had a rough stretch recently. Then they have 17 runs over the weekend to Houston in one of those games. Still, though, Tampa is far too talented. They've had some injuries to their pitching staff, but far too talented to count them out in the slightest here. But Tampa at 64-44, currently leading the American League wild card 1.5 back in the AL East. So those moves setting up really were preceded, I should say, by the news. It came out on Saturday, but the trade made official on Sunday. Max Scherzer going from Texas or from the Mets, I should say, to Texas. Scherzer not going to opt out of his contract after this year and is set to remain with Texas through 2024. The big trade piece here, along with some cash, the Mets Mets sending Texas about $36 million, which covers Scherzer's remaining salary for 2023 and a portion of what he's owed for next year, since Scherzer agreed to opt into that deal. But the big piece, and you'll recognize the name, Luis Angel Acuña, prospect for Texas. He is now a New York Met. So now the National League East has two Acuñas in it with Ronald Acuna Jr. obviously doing what he does for Atlanta, one of the best players in the game, and his younger brother prospect Luis Angel Acuna with the New York Mets system now. Scherzer agreeing to a three-year, $130 million deal with the Mets in November of 2021. 4.01 ERA with 121 strikeouts in 19 starts with the Mets this year. So, you know, 4.01, while not the worst ERA possible, still a little bit higher than you'd like to see if you're talking about Max Scherzer especially. But again, if you're the Rangers, you made the moves. You're saying, hey, we're ready to go. We want to win this thing. We want to make a push not only for the division, but also make a deep playoff run. And certainly what the Rangers are showing us here by bringing in Max Scherzer, a three-time Cy Young winner, in exchange for a guy that a lot of people thought, hey, if he's anything like his brother, Luis Angel Acuna is anything like Ronald, Ronald Acuna Jr. for Atlanta, well, they're going to be getting a good one. And we'll see if he does indeed pan out for the New York Mets going forward. But certainly was the blockbuster deal, one of the blockbuster deals so far for this trade deadline. The one that is likely not going to happen is the move that a lot of people were debating whether it's actually going to happen. And then it came out within the last few days that the Angels are essentially saying, hey, we're going for it. And that was the Shohei Ohtani news. A lot of speculation, of course, about what his future is going to be. Is it going to be with the Angels? Is it going to be somewhere else? Should the Angels trade him for a boatload? And I mean a boatload. We might be talking Noah's Ark size load of prospects and cash and whatever else. You know, a couple kitchen sinks, fridge for the garage. I don't know. Angels are standing pat. Angels are saying, no, we're going for this thing. And they have decided to start bringing in players. And certainly is going to be interesting to see already bringing in a guy like Lucas Giolito, one of the players the White Sox sent out, along with Ronaldo Lopez. And then now bringing in a couple guys might sound familiar. One especially if you're a Cedar Rapids Colonels fan, Randall Grichuk from Colorado, along with C.J. Krohn. That's three moves, I think, this year, if I'm not mistaken, for the Angels going to from the Rockies to the Angels, I should say. They also brought in Mike Moustakas, who was with the Rockies. So looking for a trade partner. Speaking of the Immaculate Grid, if you play that game with Baseball Reference, you could start lining up some of these guys when you see Rockies, Angels. Oh, Mike Moustakas, that seems like a good fit for that square, but it's kind of interesting to see the Angels here. And after all the talk of, well, what should they do? Are they going to do this? Are they going to do that? Should they move on from Ohtani? Do they keep him and make a push for the playoffs and then risk losing him in free agency? They have decided, Angels have decided that they are going to go for it here, and certainly will remain to be seen if things do turn out for them, do pan out for them. They're five games back in the division. They've had a nice stretch here, 7-3 in their last 10, 55-51 overall record, five games out in the division. Still a ways to go, still work to be done in the wild card, four games out in the wild card. Still have to leapfrog the Yankees and Boston. If the Yankees keep playing like they did last night, when they strike out 18 times in the Sunday Night Baseball game against the Baltimore Orioles last night. If they can't hit the ball, you'd think, and the Angels keep winning, you'd think that L.A. would leapfrog at least one of them. But I don't know. It's so tough to be in that position, and I don't really envy all the Angels brass, number one. But number two, Angels fans, for having to see your team kind of be on the fence of like, okay, is it going to be Shohei Ohtani leaving at the trade deadline? Are we going to lose him in free agency? Do we even have a shot to keep him? Or is it going to be like, you know, let's go all in and try to make the best of this, try to make the playoffs, try to show him we're committed. Committed, do I need to use air quotes for that? To win, to get there, to get to the postseason and give yourself a seat at the table, seat at the postseason table, if you will, in a very good American League. Is that enough to keep Shohei Ohtani around? They certainly are going for it here. And like I said, the Angels winning yesterday 3-2, 7-3 in their last 10 compared to the teams above them. Yankees and Red Sox both 5-5 in their last 10. I think it certainly has made kind of a difference here at least. We'll see if they are able to bring these moves together, right, and use what they have with Shohei Ohtani. Maybe Mike Trout comes back healthy, and they are really able to make a push here for the postseason in 2023. The upcoming schedule for the Angels here, after they just got done taking on the Toronto Blue Jays, as we get all the way to the bottom here of their schedule here, going to be kind of interesting to see how this plays out. They've got three against the Braves. Braves are playing incredible baseball. They just mashed against my Brewers over the weekend. Three against the Braves, four against the Mariners, who are right behind them in the wild card standings, half game back of them in the wild card standings. Then San Francisco, Houston, Texas, Tampa, and Cincinnati here in the month of August. They really don't catch much of a break. The Mets, I guess you could say, are they a break? We'll see if how the Mets are playing come late August, but Philly, you know, they've been playing good ball so far this year. They really don't catch a break, quote unquote, until they get to September 1st when they take on the Oakland A's. And who knows where either team is going to be at that point. But I think we'll see if the fruits of the trade deadline, the fruits that the Angels have brought in, will pay some dividends here going forward. But some interesting moves happening this weekend. Angels certainly showing that they are they're willing to go for it here, as they have decided, hey, we're holding on to Shohei Ohtani and bringing in some pitching help, giving up some key prospects. And again, it goes with, okay, you've got the unicorn in Shohei on your team. You want to give yourself every chance in the world to keep him around. But, man, what do you do with the prospects, right? And in this case, if you're the Angels, I think, you know, the more I thought about it over the weekend, I think they made the right choice. You don't want to just say give up on talent, Shohei Ohtani, right? You've got him on your team. Why not make one last push? And yeah, in this world that we're in with social media and whatnot, moves don't work out for the Angels. Well, Artie Moreno and staff, they're going to be panned. Oh, well, you should have traded him when you did. You'll probably hear me say that in this very radio show. You should have traded him when you had the chance to. Gotten prospects in return. But I can't really fault them for going for it. I was listening to something over the weekend, too. And, you know, this is spoiler alert. Owner of a baseball team wants fans to buy tickets and watch the team and make him money. Stunning development, right? If you don't have Shohei Ohtani on your team and you're the Angels, what happens? Well, nobody really buys tickets. They're like, yeah, I could spend my money there, but I could also spend my money elsewhere. And you've shown to me that you've essentially waved the white flag. Okay, we're not going to do this with Shohei. Might as well just see what we can get for him, even if it is just for the other team, a rental. Certainly will be interesting to see how this does play out for Los Angeles. But they're going for it. CJ Cron and Randall Grichuk both heading to L.A. Grichuk, interesting, I was looking this up earlier. He was drafted by the Angels, ended up getting traded to the Cardinals, made his debut for them, not the Angels. So it kind of comes full circle with him. And we'll see if he's able, among the other additions that they've made, to push the Angels over the hump and get them to the postseason. We'll take a look at a few more of the other trade deadline storylines. Mentioned John Morosi from MLB Network with some intel about the starting pitching market here. We'll talk about that and take a look at what happened on the diamond over the weekend. A little bit more on the races in the National League Central and the American League Central, too. All that and more coming up here in just a few minutes. Spencer at Sports with you here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm Kason Fergs with a check of your forecast. A couple of clouds as we go throughout your Monday afternoon. Temperatures will be reaching into the mid-80s. A few more clouds for your Monday night. Temperatures will be falling back into the lower and middle 60s. We'll be partly sunny and dry on your Tuesday. Temperatures back into those middle 80s. We'll have some more active weather arrive Tuesday night into the morning on Wednesday. A few chances for some scattered showers. Temperatures on Wednesday back into those mid-80s. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now Weather First Forecast.
Multi-award winning hip-hop icon, Ludacris. Live in concert. See Ludacris performing at the Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines, Friday, August 18th. Get tickets now at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office or online at iowastatefair.org. Convenience fees apply to all tickets. Don't miss Ludacris for one night only, live at the Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Give it to me
now. The Black Keys Dropout Boogie Tour. August 14th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand in Des Moines. With special guest, the Velveteers, the Black Keys, live and loud. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Convenience fees apply to all tickets.
Make sure your cooling system is ready for the long haul this summer with preventative maintenance from E&J Geothermal. This smart step keeps you ahead of frustrating emergencies, is proven to extend the life of your cooling system, and can catch a small issue before it turns into a huge expense. Plus, E&J Geothermal is an expert in helping maintain your cooling system. Don't let the summer heat win. Schedule preventative maintenance today or ask E&J Geothermal about installing a new energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Network Computer Solutions, this is Patty.
When you call NCS, Patty answers the phone, looks into your concern, and lets you know how soon one of their local techs will help. It's the human side of IT and the way Network Computer Solutions has been doing business for 15 years. This high-touch approach makes an uncustomary difference for their customers. See how they can make your business run smoother at ncsei.com. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Guys, it's show-off season. When you're on the water or the road, you want your boat, motorcycle, or convertible looking sharp. So get it into Auto Interiors and Convertibles. They're the spiff-up experts. Auto Interiors and Convertibles will repair or replace boat seats or covers, motorcycle seats, convertible tops. They even do complete classic car restoration. Make everybody wish they had your toys. Get them into Auto Interiors and Convertibles right off 380 at the H Avenue exit in Cedar Rapids.
Back at 2:33, Spencer Out Sports here on 1600 KGYM. 319-366-1600, talking trade deadline. MLB trade deadline is tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central, 6 o'clock Eastern. Went through some of the key moves from the weekend. Cardinals moving on from a couple pitchers. White Sox making a handful of moves as well. Big one from the weekend, Max Scherzer. Headed from the Mets to the Texas Rangers. Get into a little bit more trade deadline, a little on-the-field discussion in just a little bit. I want to remind you of our poll question at KGYMradio.com, courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, asking you, how will the U.S. Women's National Team fare against Portugal tomorrow morning in the World Cup? 2 o'clock in the morning. You stay up and watch? You're set the alarm early. Just roll from the Women's World Cup game to, basically to your normal morning routine. How are they going to fare? What do you think? Win, lose, or draw? You could vote at KGYMradio.com. 2 a.m., Portugal and the U.S., part of the Women's World Cup. I will probably set the DVR, just watch the replay. 2 a.m., easier for me to record it. 319-366-1600, poll question, courtesy of Steve Anderson and his crew at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. You can vote on that at our website, kgymradio.com. I mentioned MLB Network's John Morosi with latest intel from his sources. He talking about the starting pitching market and the number of teams that are looking for starting pitchers is, well, there's quite a few of them. Let's just keep it real. Keep it what it is. Quite a few of teams looking for starting pitching, and that has led to, well, the price for some of the key starting pitchers on the market to be rather high. Teams like the Tigers, who have a handful of starting pitchers that would be interested, or teams would be interested in, better way to put it. Tigers know that they essentially hold the cards, right? And they say, well, if you want them, you got to give up some premier prospects. Give us a little bit more in exchange, because we want to hear your offer compared to the other X amount of teams that are interested in starting pitchers. And John Morosi saying number of buyers is significantly high, especially for starting pitching. Sources telling him teams that are looking for a starter, hoping to find one here before the deadline tomorrow night, include the Dodgers, the Orioles, the Astros, the Giants, the Rays, the Diamondbacks, the Reds, the Marlins, the Phillies, and the Braves. All those teams looking for, well, essentially just a handful of guys that could be quality trade acquisitions here at the deadline. So with the number of teams looking for a starting pitcher so high, teams like Detroit and other teams that may have, you know, probably not an ace starter, but a guy you can put in, a guy you can, you know, rely upon to improve your rotation, certainly is going to be an interesting thing to watch here going forward. That from John Morosi as well. Morosi also reporting that team, and we talked about them a few moments ago, we talked about the AL wildcard standings, the Seattle Mariners. Mariners apparently looking to move on from a few pieces. We'll see. The Mariners apparently willing to listen on a couple guys, not like Julio Rodriguez levels of talent. So you're not going to see essentially the face of the franchise in J-Rod be moved here at the deadline. But the Mariners, according to Morosi, willing to listen on guys like Ty France and Teoscar Hernandez, and teams that are interested in those players: Toronto, Milwaukee, San Francisco, and Philadelphia. They're all teams looking for right-handed hitters. The interesting piece here is Seattle is going to need young bats, per John Morosi. So what does that mean? Well, does it mean a future prospect? Does it mean someone you can put in, plug-and-play type of guy? We'll see. But Ty France and Teoscar Hernandez apparently on the market when it comes to the Seattle Mariners here going forward. And certainly is going to be interesting here. Another piece to the puzzle there with the Mariners is they just won a series against the Diamondbacks. They're 4.5 out of the wild card. We mentioned them, you know, just behind the Los Angeles Angels. Will they kind of say, well, we're not necessarily going to catch the Angels? We'll give it a go again next year, essentially. Going to be interesting to see if that does indeed play out. We went through some of the big moves from the weekend with C.J. Cron and Randall Grichuk going from the Rockies to the Angels. We talked about Jordan Montgomery going from St. Louis to Texas. Jordan Hicks going to Toronto from St. Louis. One other Midwestern trade yesterday, or involving a Midwest team, Nicky Lopez traded from Kansas City to Atlanta. So imagine being Nicky Lopez going from a 32-win team that, well, did just sweep the Twins over the weekend. Sorry, Twins fans. I know it stings enough not having to hear me talk about it, but the Royals at 32-75, 22 games out of their division. If you're Nicky Lopez, you're A-OK with that trade. Obviously, you know, being a guy who came up with them in Kansas City, certainly grateful. I saw his little tweet thanking Kansas City for the opportunity to start the journey. But you go from essentially worst to first, and a true World Series contender, certainly not going to complain if you are Nicky Lopez there. But Lopez goes to Atlanta in exchange for Taylor Hearn. left-handed pitcher, going back to the Royals. Mentioned the Max Scherzer deal from the weekend. The White Sox sending Kendall Graveman to Houston in exchange for Corey Lee, catching prospects. The Marlins late last week getting David Robertson from the Mets in exchange for infielder and a catcher, Marco Vargas and Ronald Hernandez. And I know this was covered on Friday, I'm sure, but Carlos Santana, or Thursday, I'm sure, but Carlos Santana going interdivisional. Kind of surprised the Brewers did not have to give up more for Carlos Santana, to be 100% honest with you. But the Brewers sending Johnny Severino to Pittsburgh late last week in exchange for Carlos Santana. So far, nothing today. No big moves. In fact, no moves at all. Just looking at CBS Sports during the break and their draft news live blog, essentially, and nothing really has changed as of tonight. Certainly interesting to see. This is that time of the year where you look at the scratch list, right, for lineups. You see the lineup come out on social media, and you're like, oh, okay, well, he's in there, so he's not getting traded tonight. And then you see an update come out, and you're like, oh, where did that guy go? Oh, does that mean he's getting traded? Hot name. And this is interesting, too, because the Nationals are playing Milwaukee tonight, team that has been linked to the services of Jamer Candelario. One of the many teams in pursuit of his services are the Milwaukee Brewers. Jamer Candelario apparently not in tonight's lineup for Washington. Just a night off, a little break, keep him healthy for the trade that's soon to come. Or is he walking across the field to the opposing dugout? I guess we'll see tonight, and we have plenty of time here in the afternoon to find out whether that move was indeed made. That was from RJ Anderson from CBS Sports. Candelario did have an injury scare over the weekend, so the Nationals probably, unless we see something here in the next 20 minutes or so, we're together, 20 minutes or so, we're together, probably not going to be moved as of right now. I guess we'll find out, but maybe it's scratch from the lineup watch, first one of the year. I don't know. I guess we'll find out. But Jamer Candelario, a hot name. That's another guy mentioning, starting pitching needs, teams that need starting pitching across Major League Baseball, or teams that need good quality bats. Milwaukee is one of them. And Jamer Candelario for a rental, not a bad, you could do worse, I think, playing some good baseball for a Washington team that, considering the Braves are essentially running away from that division, don't think they have much going for them this year. 24 and a half out, 44 and 62 for Washington. Would imagine them or even a guy like Lane Thomas with Washington could be moved here at the deadline. As for the two central divisions, last note on baseball here, move on to a little football before we step out the door here today. The Reds have overtaken the Brewers in the National League Central. The Brewers, in all fairness, they went 10-3 against the Reds here in 2023 for the season series. Then had to play the Braves. So out of the last, I don't know how many games it was for Milwaukee, they had to go up against a really good Braves team. And they scored quite a few runs in that series. Just the pitching let them down each and every time. So we wake up today, Cincinnati with a half-game lead on Milwaukee. The Cubs. Cub fans, how you feeling? Your team going to make the playoffs? Playoffs? I'm sure many of you are throwing that line out there with Jim Mora. But Cubs, don't look now. A game over 500 at 53-52, four games back of Cincinnati in the National League Central. The Pirates and Cardinals rounding out the division. We talked a little bit about the Cardinals in first segment, talking about their trade moves over the weekend. Things getting harder here for the Cubs, I think, here. They've got four against the Reds and three against the Braves. All of them are at home. We'll see how the friendly confines, if the friendly confines help them. But the Cubs playing the Reds and the Braves, two teams that are playing some good ball right now. We'll see if the Cubs can win both series, continue the hot streak here. They did lose yesterday 3-0, but are playing some pretty good ball here. Cubs will go to the Mets and Toronto, and then, oh boy, they've got, before they play Milwaukee the last weekend of the month, they've got the White Sox, Royals, Tigers, and Pirates. And if you're the Cubs, if you want any chance, even if it is a very slim chance, you got to beat the bad teams. That is for sure going forward. American League Central, Twins, I mentioned, got swept by the Royals, just barely hanging on to first place in the Central. Twins at 54-53, half game up on Cleveland, who is at 53-53. Twins, not only did they get swept by Kansas City, they have lost 5 in a row, still, though, clinging to first. Tigers, 6.5 out. White Sox, 11 out. And I mentioned the Royals earlier. Royals at 32-75, 22 games back of first place. 319-366-1600 at 2:45. Take another quick timeout and come back. Talk a little football. What's going to happen with Jonathan Taylor? Is he going to get his trade request granted? Indy going to, well, use some leverage, whatever leverage they may have, and maybe force him to stay with their team? What do you think? Talk about that coming up in a couple minutes, and wind down the show with a little football talk in just a few moments. Spencer at Sports with you here for a Monday on KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Walk to defeat ALS August 20th at Kingston Stadium in Cedar Rapids. It's the number one way to unite and fundraise for those living with ALS. Register today and help the Iowa chapter of the ALS Association provide local family assistance and research to unlock ALS.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Fairfax State Savings Bank is a true community bank, believing service still comes with a local touch. Since 1924, Fairfax State Savings Bank provides secure, honest, relationship-based banking. They understand the little things that make our community special. Strong personal connections, sincere friendliness, and a sense of pride in local growth. And that's how they've succeeded for nearly a century. Learn more at thebankhere.com. Fairfax State Savings Bank in Fairfax, Amana, and Cedar Rapids. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention Jeep and truck enthusiasts. Join KGYM at Sadler Powertrain's off-road and outdoor event at their Cedar Rapids location August 5th from 11 to 2 p.m. The best in show grand prize in the contest is $500 with $250 prizes for baddest Jeep, baddest truck, and baddest crawler. All Jeeps and trucks are welcome. Admission is $10 and includes entrance into the show and shine and lunch from County Line Barbecue. See you Saturday and check out Sadler Powertrain's Facebook page for details.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere.
Two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million. Make 5 picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts. Or join Circa Survivor, where you select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all.
$14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Back at 2:49, Spencer at Sports here for a few more minutes on a Monday afternoon. Final day of July. We'll talk to you in August. Tomorrow is August, August 1st. 319-366-1600. Text line must have been frozen because I just got like a whole flood of them during the break. So if you were texting in hoping for a response from me and I didn't see it, I apologize. Technology's great, especially when it works. Text coming in, 5786, appreciate it updating us here, and I just saw this during the break as well. Mentioned there were no trades today. Nothing's happened. Well, I guess me saying that has opened the floodgates. We'll see. Floodgates in quotation marks. Tampa Bay Rays team, I mentioned, you know, they've kind of fallen back here a little bit behind Baltimore in the American League East, still leading the wild card. Rays getting Aaron Civale from the Cleveland Guardians. First baseman Kyle Manzardo is part of the return to Cleveland. Manzardo, a prospect in the Tampa organization, certainly loaded with prospects. Plenty of good ones in Tampa's farm system. But Aaron Civale reportedly heading to Tampa from Cleveland in exchange for Kyle Manzardo and possibly a few others. Civale under team control through 2025. 13 starts this year, 2.34 ERA, 2.64 strikeout to walk ratio. CBS had them as one of the 20 players likeliest to be dealt at the deadline. And Civale heading within the American League, but heading from the Guardians, who I mentioned currently sit in second place, headed to the Tampa Bay Rays, who are making a push here, not ceding any ground to the Baltimore Orioles, but still 1.5 back of the Orioles. Appreciate that. 5786, 8379, pointing out Nick Gallagher, former Hawkeye, making his AAA debut last night. Very cool. Good to see that as well. Always hoping to see any guys with State of Iowa ties do well. 4010, talking about the Cubs. Please explain to me how three games out, both first place and the wild card, is a slim chance. Speaking of my comment about the Cubs' chances of making the postseason, basing that off of, well, A, they're behind both the Reds and the Brewers. Now, granted, the Cubs keep winning, the Reds and Brewers stumble. The Cubs very well could jump up to a playoff position. Also going off of, and it's not an exact science, but I was looking at fan graphs early on. They gave each team a percentage chance to make the playoffs. Out of the three contenders in the National League Central, I'm including the Cubs as a contender because they've been on a hot streak, especially since the All-Star break. They have the Brewers at a near 70% chance to make the playoffs. They have the Reds at a 36% chance to make the playoffs. And the Cubs, they have the Cubs a 25% chance, about 26% chance to make the playoffs. So out of the three teams in the NL Central that have any shot, not including Cardinals, not including the Pirates, Cubs still only given about a 26% chance as of today. Who knows? Maybe it's an all-time freezing cold take thing, right? Maybe it's, they stay hot. I prove the doubters wrong and go up against Cincinnati and Atlanta here and this week and say, you know, hey, we're playing good ball. We're going to keep this hot streak going. And maybe the numbers reverse. Maybe Milwaukee hits a rough patch here. The Brewers' offense has been pretty awful, aside from Christian Yelich. They're certainly hoping Carlos Santana can boost that up. The Reds, you know, they're in the market for some starting pitching. Can they maintain the success that they've had since the All-Star break? Can they add some pieces here at the deadline that will help them continue that battle with Milwaukee? We'll see. But Cubs are not out of it. We're going to learn a lot here. I think we're going to see if it's for real, if this run is for real with the Reds for four, the next seven games, Reds for four, Braves for three, all at home, which I think is a plus if you're a Cubs fan. Again, the Braves have been just unreal all season. So I guess we'll find out, won't we? But I'm not hating on anything. I'm just looking at realistic options. And I think the Reds and Brewers, at least right now, are better teams. 3148 asking about what the Cubs should do. I think they got to add a pitcher or two, right? Because I think they've got the offense Pretty. I won't. I'm not a Cubs fan. You tell me. What do you want the Cubs to do? 319-366-1600. I was in Twitter chat with one of our loyal listeners, Ken, earlier today on Twitter or X or whatever we're calling it today, and he threw out the name Blake Snell as a potential person that he'd like to see added to the Cubs. It all depends on who's available, who the Cubs are willing to bring in. I think they're keeping Bellinger. Seen some fans say, yeah, that's a good thing. Seen some fans say, yeah, that's a bad, or no, that's a bad thing to keep Bellinger. Would imagine Stroman's off the market, but if you can get somebody in return that will help you make a push here, don't see why you, at least right now, if you really believe in it, to get these guys on the move here, that is for sure. Cubs have a shot. We're going to learn a lot here in the next seven games. That's for sure. Justin says the Cubs will lose tonight. Yeah. I have a tough time seeing that the Reds, I think, are a better team, as are the Braves. I think the Braves could do to the Cubs what they did to the Brewers in the last series, and that was just bomb a bunch of home runs. Matt Olson, what did he have yesterday? 5 RBI. Just insane. That lineup 1 through 9. When MLB.com is throwing out in one of their articles today players that are the one player that the team could essentially put up for a trade piece and the team would still be fine, when you're putting up Vaughn Grissom, who he's essentially blocked right now behind Orlando Arcia, who's had a heck of a season, former Brewer in Atlanta. When you're tossing out Vaughn Grissom as a trade piece, potential trade piece, yeah, you know your lineup is good. I feel like it's only going to get better here. See if they can sustain it, though. They're pitching. Braves are in the market for some pitching. Pitching is certainly hittable, but the offense, if you can outscore you, you give up 8 runs, but you score 10, hey, you still won the game 10-8, right? 319-366-1600. Still plenty of trade deadline talk to come tomorrow. We'll talk about what happened in Major League Baseball ahead of the trade deadline, if anything happened ahead of that. Talk about that on tomorrow's show at 2. Dive into a little football. Won't have time today for a lot of the football talk, but Jonathan Taylor still dominating the news. See if there's any new developments with that. And we're getting closer and closer to start of football season. I'm going to gauge your interest tomorrow in the preseason. We got a preseason game later this week, the Hall of Fame game. We'll talk about your interest level in the preseason coming up after a long off season. Get to that on tomorrow's show. Enjoy the gym class and the Todd Brummel Camp Show next here on KGYM. Have a great day.